Welcome to Folk Box in the Voice of Russia World Service, a feature tailor-made for all those who love folk art. I'm your host, Svetlana Yakimenko, and it gives me great pleasure to greet you in the new year. While here in Russia, the holidays are continuing. January 7th, the day of Orthodox Christmas. Afterwards, Christmastide week. All Russians are enjoying Christmas holidays, while according to ancient folk custom, this is a period for all kinds of Christmastide rituals, partying, fortune-telling, and lots of stuff adopted from olden times and even pagan rituals. Today, I would like to recall yet another old custom. For many centuries in Russian families, it was customary on such January days to get together and read and listen to Christmas tales. But then Russians were not alone in paying tribute to this tradition. Recall Charles Dickens's or Andersen's Christmas tales. All very warm, cozy tales, somewhat sad and sentimental, and at the same time with an inherent joyous radiance. Today I would like to share with you one such tale conceived here in Russia. Its title is Grandfather Frost and the Snow Maiden. Typical Russians, a grey-bearded giant, relative of Santa Claus, and Grandpa's granddaughter, Snow Maiden, from the Russian word snow, a tender beauty. So listen to the tale. This happened a long time ago, in very olden times. So long ago, it's hard to believe. Still, it did happen. At the time, Grandpa Frost and Snow Maiden traveled all across Russia in their sleigh, driving through dense woods and across snowdrifts. The people rejoiced and made merry. After all, it was Christmas. All across Russia, Grandpa Frost and Snow Maiden travel. So many people out in the streets, despite the frost pinching at their cheeks. Huge crowds. And how could one get cold if there was mumming to do and the bright mummer's costumes, the noisy dressed-up crowd congratulating one and all and getting gifts in return? Grandpa Frost and Snow Maiden get offered a cup of wine right out in the street, and they get drawn into the ring dance. Everything around seems to be dancing and bubbling with energy. The youngsters and even old folk, and the tame bears too. And what Christmas fair could do without them.
Тили-тили-тили-бом, загорелся козий дом, коза выскочила, глаза выпучила.
They grew tired. They decided to drop in and take a look at how people live in cozy warmth. So Grandpa Frost and Snow Maiden approached one window and peeked inside. Grandpa Frost breathed and Snow Maiden breathed, and the window frosted over. It became covered with a delicate tracery of frostwork. Living in that cottage were brother and sister, Ivanushka and Mashinka. Grandpa Frost and Snow Maiden were amazed. These little youngsters were not at all afraid being left alone in the room, nor were they bored. They had spread out colored paper across the room and were working on some tiny figures, which they were cutting out, moving them about and singing something. Утешителю души истины и жизни сыси исполняя сокровища благих и жизни подателю приди силисены и очисти нас от скверны и спаси блажи души наши. What is this, grandfather? What are these youngsters doing? Asks Snow Maiden. What are the children so busy with? That's the Vertep, replies Father Frost, something you can only see on such days. Only at Christmas time do people act out these performances with puppets and singing, all about how Virgin Mary came to the Vertep cave, the one where Jesus was born in, and of how the wise men came to pay homage to the infant Christ, how King Herod attempted to destroy the infant Christ, but instead himself was banished to hell. So Ivan and Mashutka are playing with each other. They must have seen quite a few Vertep performances at the fairground.
Воины, воины вооруженные, встаньте передо мною. Во что нас царь призываешь, что творить повелеваешь? Воины мои, воины, вы на что присягали? Чтоб мои палаты нерушимыми стояли, так вы станьте при параде и неусыпно меня охраняйте. Смерть грядущую ко мне не допускайте.
Азм есть монархиня, сильнейшая воин всему свету, пани. Все цари, все князья, все под властью моею, всех, я всех истребляю косою своею. Ах ты, Ирод проклятый, безумный, полно тебе, Ирод, жить, пора тебе, Ирод, в ад снить.
Не видел же он, что уже истребится все царство его, в конец разорится. Слуга его всем людям видна, зато ему пекло и бездна дана. О, Ироде преокаянный!
In the meantime, the youngsters heard voices at the window and ran up to it and started breathing on it to clear it of the frost. First one would breathe on it, then the other, then they'd rub with their fingers, and the window would clear in little circles. Grandpa Frost started blowing on the window with double force, while Ivanushka and Mashinka again breathed on the window from the inside and yet again melted the frostwork on it. Ah, so you think you can measure up to me and even compete with a snow maiden, shouts Grandpa Frost, and he immediately sets about creating such a frosty lacework on the window that the glass trembles. But this doesn't frighten the youngsters in the least. It sets them laughing merrily, and again they breathe on the window to clear it. Then they poke their faces to the window and look outside. Grandpa Frost asks, surprised, "Why are you playing games with me and peeking out the window? Is it that you can see your father on the outskirts of the village, or has your mother gone to fetch water from the river?" The children reply, "Haven't you heard, Grandpa, that at Christmastide, Her Holiness, the Mother of God with the infant Christ, walks the Russian land, entering every household where they await her? We too want to be the first to see her and welcome her."
По полю ходила, весть носила, у Бога просила, Боже наш, Боже, уроди нам роже, жички пашанички, в каждом колосечке, в доме до воров, в поле зерно, маленькие рубятки стояли в оградке, Христа дожидали, Христ народился, в ограде явился.
сею, вею, посеваю, с Новым годом поздравляю, с праздничком!
Grandpa Frost had never heard anything about this miracle. He scratched the back of his head in puzzlement, saying, "And how shall you greet Her Holiness, the Mother of God, with the infant Christ?" Vanyushka and Mashinka answered, "With pickled mushrooms, sweet pies, spring water and a holy prayer." And in olden times, with palm fronds she was greeted and treated to figs. Only where would we get hold of such gifts amongst the snowdrifts and bitter winds? Grandpa Frost and the Snow Maiden exchanged glances and reflected. They went out to the edge of the village, sat under a fir tree, and wondered how they could possibly help the youngsters and get palm fronds for them. And thus evening fell. Suddenly, O miracle of miracles, they see the Holy Mother of God with the infant Christ walking along the road to the village, leading straight to the cottage of the two children. Grandfather Frost cast anxious glances about him. Oh, if only he could find a palm tree. But where could he possibly find one? So instead, he started breaking off fir tree branches. After all, this beauty was no worse than a palm tree. And the Snow Maiden helped him assiduously. The two got so carried away that before they knew it, they'd broken off all the branches off the fir tree. And they dashed towards the cottage where the brother and sister lived. They knocked politely at the door. When the door was opened, they bowed low to the hosts. "Hurry up, youngsters, wave the fir tree branches. You don't want the Heavenly Mother to walk past your house, do you? And we too shall rejoice with you. Who wouldn't rejoice in the infant Christ?"
Ясно, бесловесный.
then the Mother of God herself appeared on the threshold, holding the infant Christ. "I have known these youngsters for a long time," she says. "They always obey their parents and every day pray to my son, so I decided to pay them a visit first." The Mother of God touched the fir tree with her golden rod, and right onto the top of the fir tree a star fell from the heavens. And again the Holy Virgin touched the rod to the tree, and colored lights lit up on it. For the third time she touched her rod to the tree, and candy and cakes appeared on the branches. Oh, what rejoicing there was in the cottage! They began singing and dancing around the tree. And the Mother of God says, "And so, from now on in Russia, they shall always greet the birth of my son in this manner." And she continued on her way across the earth. While we in Holy Russia from then on place the icon of the Holy Mother of God with the infant Christ in the red or icon corner facing eastwards, under the icon a festive Christmas tree, and under the tree the good and kind Grandpa Frost with his little granddaughter, the Snow Maiden. And so this is the sort of Christmastide stories that were narrated in the family circle in Russia, and a fact that the Folkbox team takes heart in. Such stories are once again beginning to enter tradition here. Because faith is being resurrected, people are once again turning to their roots, their ancestry. I found this story in a beautiful, colourful big book. It was published only recently and is entitled Family Reading, Christmastide Tales. All the best to you from Vic Box throughout this Russian Christmastide season.